You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Ilona Europa, Accent On London edition from London office, our studio. I cannot wait to say hi to my dear, dear friend, Michelle. Hi, Michelle.
Hello, how are you?
You are in Los Angeles, obvious. I am in London. This is our show that is right now multi-continental, and I am very, very excited that LA Talk Radio can bring our two continents together and our friendships also. So I cannot really describe how much I love you, because you are my friend for almost 16 years. And our children are friends too. So your husband, this Bob, is amazing engineer. We record with him in his studio for so many years with a lot of artists. So we have big history. But for me, you are a friend. But for your fans, you are a star. A few bands that, Michelle, please introduce yourself with your full name and tell us a little bit about your life on a stage.
Well, my name is Michelle Tyler, and I work with a band called Mirage, Visions of Fleetwood Mac, and I do the Stevie Nicks character, person, whatever, and we started about 20 years ago doing a band called Belladonna, which I also reprised the role of Stevie Nicks, and that kind of blossomed into doing a full Fleetwood Mac band with the five unique characters. And we've been very busy doing that, but we also do an acoustic duo trio, and we've gone by the name of White Rose or Runout Groove, and we've been doing like living room concerts now ever since the pandemic and the quarantining. So that's kind of what we're up to now at the present time.
It's just so amazing. When I listen to you from your beautiful house, a living room, it's two of you. Bob, who is your husband of
37. 37 coming up, September 37.
And you both have the sound. So beautiful sound that thousands and thousands of people on a Facebook and of course on a concert just admire for how many years you are on a stage with Bob? How many years already?
Well, we met in a band back in 1980. And so if you do the math on that, I can't even think how long ago that was. That was like 40 something years ago.
Yeah, and now we have you both in these beautiful settings, again, very private, but also just charming and just innocent and just pure, both of your voices and guitar and your special personality, your sound of your voice just makes us so happy. And I'm watching people's response to your life conversation with them, and they just... they talk to you like they know you. I really, really think your fan base knows you so well. Maybe because of so many years. Maybe because your shows are sold out sometimes in thousands. And you are singing from Las Vegas to big concerts all around America. So how this is possible that you have this staying power by being a tribute band? Yes, is Stevie Nicks and Fleetwood Mac is sound you are bringing, really, if not second the best, for sure second the best sound that people love and admire. Your show is bigger than life.
Well, thank you. You know, I think, well, first of all, to say the first part of what you addressed is, the people like that follow us, and I'm very intimate with a lot of them. I mean, I always joke around, and it's not really a joke, but I tell people, you know, at our shows, you know, here's our website, you know, send me an email. It just goes to me. I'm the only one that sees it. We don't send out, you know, spams or anything. And I tell people, I go, you send me a message and I'll write you back. I do it. And I've developed like really very close relationships, actually, long distance even. Like some people I haven't even, you know, that don't live in California or where I see them all the time. But like on the East Coast, who write me or message me all the time. And we have conversations. So I've really been lucky and fortunate that I look at these people not just as fans, but as friends. And I think to deal with your second part of the question about tribute bands and what the appeal is that we're accessible. We're accessible. We're like maybe the next best thing, you know, so with the little quotes around it. And people can connect with us where they can't with the real artists. Nearly impossible. You know, Stevie doesn't let many people into her world. Yeah. And I'm like more than happy to come after the show and just talk to people and, you know.
And it helps a lot that when people look at you, they see that you look almost like Stevie. And
yeah, at times more
appearance, and not only your appearance, but your voice. Your voice is just so similar. I know you have few voices in you because you are singing songs, not only Fleetwood Mac songs. You, when you will be playing our covers right now for everybody to enjoy, your repertoire is bigger than life. You have songs from 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s. You practically can entertain people for hours and hours and just make everybody happy. And I think that's what people really love about you. You can make them happy by giving them what they really long for, the sound, the memories, and sometimes even memories to see you on the stage, just, and they come back to see you again and again and again. So you're right. You are like the private treasure. They really have relationship with you. So it's very special artistry, I think, and soul to make people love you, not only from the stage, but make them feel like you are their friend.
Well, that's how I look at it. And, you know, that's the best part of doing this. You know, none of us are getting wealthy doing this. You know, it's like we enjoy it. It's from our heart. And so it fills us with a need.
Yeah.
Being musicians, but I really love the symbiotic relationship that I have with the audience. It's like a big love fest. It's like we give to them and they give back to us. And it's just, it's really a unique relationship. And I met so many wonderful people through doing this. And I think that's the best thing I can say about what I do is my relationships that I've garnered over the years.
So my goal is to just have your show second time, because we had one show already on Accent on London edition, and I'm hoping that hundreds of thousands of people were listening then, and now again 3 weeks or 4 weeks later I have you back with a second show. I know that people will find many, many songs that they love in this concert. Now they again see you and know you more. So I think I will make a lot of people happy. So that's my goal.
And well, you make a lot of people happy all the time.
Yeah, Lynn. And like you say, I'm making myself happy the same like you. I just love to give people this opportunity to have artists like you over and over with us. Not only on the stage, but of course on the bigger stage, hopefully a lot of people will be listening. And we had really good luck. Thousands of people tune in, and we reach out a lot of people from Accent on Facebook page with the first show. And I'm sure when you started this concerts, live concerts from your room, you probably didn't think that now we have number 5 already, and you have some cooking in the future, some even bigger concerts with cameras and stuff like that. I know you cannot say too much about it, but could you tell us a little bit what people can expect from you and from your band and from the sound, because concerts are not existing right now. I know you had so many wonderful concerts pre-planned and they are postponed or just canceled for right now, like for everybody. But you are not sitting at home doing nothing, you know. You are giving us concerts and then you are planning very unusual ones. So could you tell us a little bit what is cooking?
Rolling out this information over the next couple of weeks, but Mirage has something going to be cooking with the city of Los Angeles coming up this summer, obviously not in person, so that's a little clue. I think a lot of musicians are going to have to be doing closed circuit concerts, and I don't really know much of the format on how that will exactly work and what stations or how that will get out and disseminated. But right now, Bob and I are working on putting a three-camera video shoot together for our duo. And that's what we've been working on for like the last two, 3 days. Yesterday, we recorded 6 songs.
Wow.
And it's like, it's funny because we'll play these songs live, right? And we'll play them, we'll whip through them, and you know, no mistakes or very few mistakes. But when the red light comes on, the recording light, yeah, it's like, okay, take 5, take 6, okay, take 7. It's like a little bit unnerving. And even doing the live shows, It's strange in the fact that we're using the Facebook Live and we see people's comments coming up. And so people are there. They're watching us. In fact, the last one that we did, we had probably the biggest viewership of all of them. It went to over 1,000 views in like just a few hours, just an hour or two. Wow. And we kept the audience steady. You know, it didn't drop off. It kept people. Oh, but it's strange when you finish a song and then it's just like, you know, people are like, yay, that was good. But there's no clapping, you know, it's just silence. And you just kind of go, okay, well, that was a great song. Okay. Well, and you move on because, you know, it's just a different feel, you know.
But you know what? That's why I love that I can just show your show, live show from your living room to people again to enjoy, because on the radio we have, of course, our show is airing at 6 p.m. Pacific time today. So everybody, please, hopefully, will tune in to our show. And tomorrow they will again see on the Facebook our interview with a show that we picked. I think this is number 2 or 3. I don't remember which one we just today represent on this show. But I'm hoping that the last show, the number 5, we also will be having a chance maybe a few weeks from now to repeat and just everybody to enjoy the sound and the long concert. So you will be having nice conversation with people, and people on the radio really feel like, yeah, they can talk to you and then know you also.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's a very unusual way of bringing your sound and Bob's sound to the listeners of our show.
I want to see you and Natasha do something.
Oh my gosh, I know. Oh gosh, yes, we need to. Natasha is smiling. She's here. She's my producer right now, and it's her birthday tomorrow. My child, May 5th. So we are like again in London. She is really doing very, very well. You know, world stuff in a way for all of us, but like everybody sees, not really. We are trying to do our best and just enjoy every moment in our life. So I can only say I love you, Michelle and Bob. I know he's working in the studio with another probably important project, so he couldn't say hi, but we will see you both.
Yes.
Right now in your life from your living room concert, especially for Accent on London edition on LA Talk Radio for whole world to enjoy.
Yay. LA Talk Radio rocks.
Michelle, if someone would like to contact you, what is the best way to reach?
They can contact me, well, of course, on Facebook. probably through, because since there's a lot of Michelle Tylers, you know, they might not get the right one, through our Facebook, Mirage, Visions of Fleetwood Mac is on Facebook, or they could go to our
Belladonna.
Our website, and Belladonna, or once again to Mirage, and they can send us miragetribute.com.
Okay.
And there'll be like a little, you know, contact us little thing there. And you just type in your name and whatever. And like I said, it goes to me. I'm the only one that gets it. It's not for public consumption, and I don't spam anybody. If somebody wants to just say, hey, you know, I enjoyed the show and blah, blah, I'll write them back. I'll say, hey, you know, thank you.
Thank you so much for today.
Yeah.
Love you again, and have a beautiful, beautiful life in Los Angeles. We are having great weather in London, which is
amazing. We are too.
So, yes. And we are wishing whole world to be healthy and just wake up one day and call our life normal again.
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice?
Will happen.
Much. It will.
Thank
just
you. So for right now, of course, we are inviting everybody to a living room concert with Michelle and Bob. And I'm sure people will be enjoying the music. Thank you so much. Bye.
Thank you. Okay, so here's our first selection today with some accompaniment. Thank you, really interesting. said the cat, right? In the middle of that song, the cat came running, literally leaping, jumped 6 feet high, and landed on the sofa back there. So I got a little distracted that back there.
So yeah, being the tech audio nerd that I am, I've got my little laptop computer here. A
couple songs.
A few of the songs, we have some backing tracks I prepared. The rest of them we'll just do the usual way.
We had a request. Bob Bacon wanted to hear a song, and then Arden.
Arden's here.
We have one right after this for you, Arden. A special one for you. And once again, Kathy didn't sign on until a minute ago, so we're doing
it. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Kathy. And also, it's World Health Day. And it's a day that, we need a lot of world health, obviously, but it's a day to really appreciate the ones out there that are on the front lines. I know Lizzie and a lot of my friends, Stacy, out there work with a lot of people that are homebound, and they're out there doing what they can, so give them all a lot of love. We're doing Simon and Garfunkel. This goes out to Bob, because he asked if we would do this song. I just told my friends in London right now.
That one?
Yep.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping lifted seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted.
Arden,
Tyler, our son, Arden,
yes.
has completed his latest beer, his latest brew.
Yeah.
He brews up his own beer, and I love the fact that it's called Isolation Ale. And I don't know when it'll actually be all fermented and ready for drinking, but he promised me a bottle. Okay.
All right. So, Tyler Arden. Tyler Arden, that's right. This is for you, and it might have a few little bugs on it, but we worked hard on it just to get it.
Warts and all.
So we can play for you.
Shackle.
It's all
Did that surprise you, Tyler? Yeah, that's a beautiful song. Tyler, or Arden, sorry, Arden, Tyler. Turn his dad and I on to the Decemberists. Thank you, Tyler. And we just threw that track together today, because we wanted to do it for Tyler, because I know he loves that song. Oh, some more calling, always smiling. I hope so. I love that guy. I think we're going to follow that very sad song up with a song about sunshine. So how's
well,
that?
We don't have very much of today.
No, we don't.
The rain is coming.
Yes. I can see clearly now the rain has come. No, it doesn't make any sense. Yes, thank you. Thank you, Becky.
Another one that we've thrown a backing track together for. Hi, Annie.
Yay! Annie. By the way, Annie, who's on here, she's our Christine McVie in our Fleetwood Mac band, and she's a great songwriter. She has an album, Vicious Circle. Annie, say the name of your album. I know viciouscirclestudios.com is your connection there, but I'm not sure where they can find your record. Okay, so that last song was very sad. Obviously, about a relationship. Star-crossed lovers drowning together. Here's something that's a little more uplifting, so enjoy.
All right, let me get the drummer started here.
Yes, we got drums on this one.
And more.
For letting us come into your living room today. And I'm just going to show you this. I actually got dressed today for this occasion. I got out of my sweats. and out of my pajamas. I got out of my daytime pajamas, and usually I get out of my daytime pajamas, get into my nighttime pajamas. But today I actually got dressed. Let's do a Fleetwood Mac song. How's that?
Oh.
We're gonna do a Fleetwood Mac song. You're doing the 12 string on that one?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just gonna sing on this. I'm not gonna play on it. I'm just gonna sing. This is kind of our little our little version of this song. And if you have some wine, or if you don't drink wine and you have coffee, for my friends in the UK who are battling through this, Ilona and Natasha, this is for you all. Here's something for you. Thank you. have nothing to do this afternoon.
I have nothing to do.
I know, we have nothing to do this afternoon. I mean, heck yeah. Let's see here. We're looking at some of the stuff we got on the list here. And, Judy Strasberger is in the house. And Jen, hi, Jen, who thought we'd be here? Who thought you'd be there and we'd be here and we all wouldn't be together, but gosh. All right. Judy, this is for you, and this also goes out to a beloved friend of ours, a mutual friend of ours who passed on a few years ago, and she knew Bob and I and our children when they were little tiny children. And so this was one of her favorite songs, so we'd like to do this for her memory. Jerry West and Darnell West. Okay. And he's going to fill in one of the very important parts. You'll know where it is. Okay.
You can't make them.
listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.